Easter Seals in New Hampshire and our region, but mainly our listening region. They do such great work with Veterans Count, one of my chosen veterans groups that we help out, and we'll be doing our Make 12 Hours Count Radiothon again this spring. But I'm going to talk with, I believe it's Nellie Roach and Christine Peterson with Easter Seals on the volunteer and co-chair of the ride-in committee with an update. And I'm not sure what this is all about, but they're going to take this away and tell us all about it and how you can help out and why this is exciting. Thank you for both being here, GMI Studios. Tell us about the effort.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Christine. And what I'd like to do, thanks so much for having us on, Jack. You are such a huge supporter and friend to Easter Seals and Veterans Count, so we appreciate this chance to talk about our annual snowmobilers ride-in. What I'd like to do, because it's hard on the phone, I think I'd like to pass it over to Nellie so she can talk about this exciting fundraiser that they've been doing for 50 years for our Camp Snowmo. And then I can talk a little bit about Camp Snowmo and how this great weekend coming up benefits Easter Seals in our camp and recreation. So, Nellie, take it away.
Awesome. Thank you, Christine. Great setup, Christine.
Thank you, Christine, and thank you again for having us on here. This is actually a wonderful event. It is our 50th, which is very, very exciting. We have a ton of events. It's a weekend event that we have put together with all the snowmobile clubs in New Hampshire and a ton of volunteers. And we just have a weekend full of fun stuff. It's February 4th through the 5th at the Town and Country in Gorham, New Hampshire. They are gracious enough to have us and for this event. On Friday, we start off our event with registering, which is a lot of fun. We have all kinds of stuff going on all day as people arrive on some ride to the ride in from all over New Hampshire on snowmobiles. Some just come for the day. But we do have very exciting this year. We have actually Justin McKinney. We have an entertainment night, and Justin McKinney, the comedian, is coming on Friday night. And then we have fireworks afterwards, which is very, very exciting for our 50th. Saturday night, we have a live auction, which is a lot of fun. And our auctioneer, I do have to say, is retired Major John Wimsatt from New Hampshire Fish and Game. If some people know, he was on Northwoods Law years ago. So that's a lot of fun. He's our auctioneer, and we have our snowmobile clubs that are gracious enough to make county baskets for us and donate them, and we auction those off, and we raise lots of money just in one night. Over 2 years ago, last time we held the event, was over $20,000 just in that night. And then we have a parade that we do also in all
wow,
our...
Wow, lot of big doings.
Yeah, participants all dress up. We always have a theme. This year, of course, it's the 50th, so it's all about the gold and the bling. So they all dress up, and we head into town in our parade, and it's a great event. And we have the live auction, the silent auction. It's just so much to do. And with this upcoming storm, we hope to have a lot of snow.
Yep, there you go. It all fits together. Thank you, Nellie. Christine, where's the camp? Where's all this happening?
So the ride-in itself happens at the Town and Country in Gorham, and we all know we've had ride-ins that really have been walk-ins in terms of if there's been no snow. Mm-hmm. These snowmobilers have been so dedicated, regardless of what the trail systems look like. They show up in Gilman, in a Town and Country to support Easter Seals Camp Snowmo, which helps fund the camp and send kids, give them discounted tuition to help go to camp. Mm-hmm. And the camp itself is in the Gilmanton Iron Works, so it's in the Lakes region.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on, like, the Hidden Valley Boy Scout camp area. And we do actually have some interaction with the Boy Scouts as well as far as the zip line confidence course. We work with them. They get disability awareness badges. But our camp, what's really wonderful about it, it's a camp and recreation experience for kids with disabilities and special needs that really also turns as a form of respite. You know, what I love on the shirts, it says, the only disability is a bad attitude. So we have kids that have, you know, wheelchairs, walkers, feeding tubes. We have camper to counselor ratios 1-to-1. Sometimes there could be kids with lesser needs that they could have 3 campers to 1 counselor. We have this one camper that's been going there for the past 10 years who doesn't have really significant medical issues, but he does have a feeding tube. He's nonverbal. He does have to have a wheelchair for mobility. And when his mother dropped him off, and Jack, I'm sure you can attest this, is any of your listeners, mm-hmm. when you're going away on vacation or you're going somewhere, you leave notes for, like, if your pets are at home, you leave notes for your pets. You leave notes to take care of this. You need notes to, you know, pick up the mail. Now imagine dropping your child off who has significant needs, wheelchair, feeding tubes, mm-hmm. at a camp. So 10 years ago when Daniel was going to this camp, his mother really was petrified with fear of, okay, he has a ton of needs. She listed out all these notes for the camp, and she was just waiting for all these calls, like, okay, what, this is happening, and no calls happened. And when she picked him up after his first five-day experience, you know, he was all smiles, and what she gained from the experience that her son had, they didn't need all the notes because they knew what to do. These counselors are so well-trained. You know, they're caring, they're loving, mm-hmm. they're patient, they're understanding of every camper's needs, and however large or small they may be, and what the campers really get out of it, and you can hear it from a lot of the parents, is independence, peer-to-peer relationships. You know, they're swimming and fishing and biking.
That's awesome.
And a lot of them, they do have assistance to do those things, mm-hmm. But they're doing them.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful experience, and it also serves as respite for the parents. Because, you know, a lot of these kids and young adults, they're going there, and sometimes this is the first time they're really getting exposed to other people that they have to trust that mm-hmm. are not their parents to make sure that they're getting their needs taken care of while having an amazing camp experience.
Yeah.
And that's what the snowmobilers do for us. They make sure those folks have that respite, and the kids have those great experiences every single summer, and they've been doing it for 50 years.
I love it. Well, you've been doing Easter Seals more than 80 years, and I just love that. By the way, Town and Country Inn and Resort up in Gorham is a wonderful facility, great family-owned business. I, many, many years ago, spent more time when relatives were in and around Bethel, Maine. It's a wonderful area. It's, you know, seasonal. It's almost like a little resort there. It's beautiful. So you're going to have a great event. Best way people can help out and learn more?
The best way they could go to camp, the camp does have a Facebook page if they want to learn more about the camp, Camp Snowmo. So I'll talk quickly about that if they want to learn more about camp, especially if you're a parent or loved one hearing this and you have a child who would love that opportunity for that camp experience. Please go to Easter Seals Camp Snowmo Facebook page. We are on our website where they can call for more information. And Nellie can certainly give you all the great information that people, if they're in the area or want to take that hour, hour and a half drive to at least, you know, donate during the weekend or check out the auction. Nellie, it's all yours.
Yes, they can definitely come up to the event. There's definitely ways. We are going to try this year to do it Facebook Live, so it will be on the Facebook page. It's New Hampshire Riding for Camp Snowmo. So we're going to try some new things this year, so hopefully it works for
us.
But there's definitely ways to just call up Easter Seals and also donate, which is great. It's a great. I've been doing it for 10 years, and I can't get enough of it. So.
Well, you're gonna have a blast. Perfect weekend for it. Thank you both very much. Thank you very much, Easter Seals. Have a great weekend. Great camp stuff. Great ride. I love it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank
we
you very much.
Time.